Good morning. Welcome to Daily Inspirations. Jesus wrote seven letters to seven churches in the book of Revelation. And this morning we're going to look at the letter that was written to the church of Ephesus. He says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlesticks out of his place, except thou repent." And so the church here at Ephesus, they had a lot of good things going for them. They were laboring in the Lord. They had patience. They couldn't bear that which was evil. And they tried them which were apostles and are not, and they found them liars. And so they had patience, and they had labored, and they had not fainted. These are all good things. But yet Jesus says he has something against them. He says they have left their first love. And so the church here was doing the Christian works, something that the Bible requires, you know, works. Follow faith, but without love, these things are useless too. And so, in the scriptures, in Matthew, it says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." And so, it is very important to keep our love for God alive. The first and greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. And so it's important as we labor in the Lord and as we have patience and as we try professing Christians, it's very important that we have our first love. And I think what Jesus is trying to say, sometimes men and women get too busy to love. And to illustrate that, I have a little story here that I want to share. A father and his young daughter were great friends and much in each other's company. Then the father noted a change in his daughter. If he went for a walk, she excused herself from going. He grieved about it but could not understand. When his birthday came, she presented him with a pair of exquisitely worked slippers, saying, "I have made them for you." Then he understood what had been the matter for the past 3 months, and he said, "My darling, I like these slippers very much, but next time buy the slippers and let me have you all the days. I would rather have my child than anything she can make for me." Some of us are so busy for the Lord that he cannot get much of us. To us, he would say, "I know your work, your labor, your patience, but I miss the first love." And so the question I want to leave with you this morning, is your first love alive and well for the Lord Jesus Christ? If not, he says, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." What are some of the first works of first love? You know, one of the first works of first love is spending much time in the Word. The scripture says in Peter, "As a newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." What's a baby do? All it wants is its mother's milk. And in the same way, a newborn Christian spends hours in the Word of God and devours it, spending time with the Lord because they have their first love. So today, dear friend, is your first love alive and well? May God bless you as you seek his face. Father, I do pray that you would bless each one that listens to this message. And Lord, I pray that their first love would be alive and well. If it's not, Lord, I pray that they would fall on their face and repent before you remove the candlestick out of his place, except I'll repent. Oh, Father, I pray that you would just have mercy on each one of us. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.